Welcome to Greener Journals. This is the audio version of an article published in Greener Journal of Medical Sciences, Volume 14, and Issue 2. It was published on June 5, 2024. It is copyrighted, all rights reserved. The title of the article is The Effect of Obstetrics and Hospital Logistic Factors on Birth Asphyxia in Babies Delivered by Emergency Caesarean Section. The authors are 1. Dr. Ikobo Ebenezer Howell, an associate professor from the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, Niger Delta University Teaching Hospital, Yenagoa, Bayelsa State, Nigeria. 2. Dr. Atemi Gordon, from the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, Federal Medical Center, Yenagoa, Bayelsa State, Nigeria. 3. Dr. Ada Abednego, from the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, Niger Delta University Teaching Hospital. Abstract of the article. This abstract is categorized into the following segments: background, methodology, results, and conclusion. Background. Birth asphyxia following delivery by emergency caesarean section is quite common, and it's highly associated with perinatal morbidity and mortality. Objectives. To determine the effect of obstetric factors on birth asphyxia following emergency caesarean section. It would also determine the extent to which delay in carrying out caesarean section impacts on birth asphyxia, with respect to hospital, laboratory, and patient-related logistic factors. Method and materials. This was a retrospective cross-sectional study of 184 women delivered by emergency caesarean section. Data was collected in the labor ward theater, and antenatal ward. Information relevant to this study obtained include patients' biodata and obstetrics factors such as booking status, duration of labor, the indication for caesarean section, source of referral, and whether surgery was elective or emergency. Data on factors that could delay onset of caesarean section were absence of electricity and water supply, delay in providing cross-matched blood, and laboratory investigation results necessary for surgery. Patient-related factors were refusal to sign informed consent on time, and delay in providing materials needed for surgery. Theater-related factors were unavailability of theater space, presence of competent anesthetist or surgeon at the time of surgery, and the type of anesthesia administered, general or spinal. Fetal information was birth asphyxia based on 5-minute APGAR score, admission to neonatal unit, and perinatal mortality from birth asphyxia. Results. Out of 184 babies delivered in this study, 32 had birth asphyxia, giving a rate of 17.4%. The perinatal mortality rate from birth asphyxia was 54.3/1,000 births, and prolonged obstructed labor was responsible for 50% of the mortalities. Obstetrics factors that significantly increased the rate of birth asphyxia were unbooked patient odds ratio equals 1.79, 0.98, 3.26, p equals 0.05, and women referred by traditional birth attendants, odds ratio equals 2.67, 1.11, 6.43, p equals 0.02. Hospital logistic factors that significantly increased the rate of birth asphyxia by delaying the onset of emergency caesarean section were poor electricity supply, odds ratio equals 2.48, 0.97, 6.32, p equals 0.05, lack of sterile surgical packs, odds ratio equals 4.59, 0.75, 27.99, and delay in obtaining laboratory results, odds ratio equals 3.06, 0.48, 11.13. Others were delay in giving consent for surgery, odds ratio equals 2.47, 0.77, 7.97, and the use of general anesthesia, odds ratio equals 2.85, 0.65, 12.56. On multiple logistic regression, the most significant predictor variables for birth asphyxia were booking status at 2% equals 6.6, P equals 0.00, source of referral for cesarean section, at 2% equals 4.8, P equals 0.03, and educational level at 2% equals 2.4, P equals 0.03. Conclusion. During emergency cesarean section, obstetrics factors are undoubtedly central to the pathogenesis of birth asphyxia. However, this study has brought to limelight the significant role played by hospital logistic factors that delay the onset of surgery. Eradicating these factors in our hospital settings could save the lives of our babies. This is the end of this audio. You can continue listening to the rest of the audio on the abstract page of the article by selecting the text and waiting for the website to read it out for you. As you do so, please ensure your internet is good and audio is enabled on your browser. You can also download and read the full text to learn more. You are welcome to submit your work for publication in this journal and to use our ongoing fee waiver to publish promptly. Visit www.gjournals.org for more information. Thank you for listening.